Our scripture passage for this morning will be select verses from Luke chapter 6. Listen now for God's holy word. Now during those days, Jesus went out to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. And when day came, he called his disciples and chose 12 of them, whom he also named apostles. He came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what your ancestors did to you, the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who begs of you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. People of God, the grass may wither and the flowers may fade, but the word of our God remains and abides forever. Thanks be to God. Amen. Levi was offended. Levi, who had been called by Jesus to follow him, Levi, who had left everything and had followed Jesus, he now found himself offended. What did Jesus mean when he said, "Blessed are you who are poor"? Didn't God love everyone? I am loved, Levi thought. I know that I am one of God's children. I am a person made in the image of God. What does it matter if I have a lot of money or very little at all? How could Jesus say, "Favored are the poor"? Doesn't the God who made everyone and everything, doesn't that God, the God of all creation, doesn't God love everyone the same? Or does Jesus think that God chooses favorites? Levi was offended. And then he was worried. Maybe Jesus is right. Jesus had been right about so many other things. Maybe Jesus was right about the rich and the poor too. Perhaps God did favor the poor, and if the poor were favored, then clearly that meant that the rich, like people like Levi, maybe that meant that the rich were the opposite of favored. Perhaps Jesus was saying that the rich were despised. And if Jesus was saying that God despised the rich, well, God wouldn't be the first to despise me, Levi thought. Levi had become wealthy through his job of being a tax collector. His family had not always been well off, but Levi had beaten the odds and he had climbed a few rungs on the economic ladder. He had gone from being the son of a common merchant to being a tax collector and a person of personal and substantial wealth. He had a large home. He could host banquets. He had fine and soft clothing. He ate rich food. He had servants, a chef. And under his tunic and around his neck, Levi carried a small purse of spending money. As he walked, it bounced against his heart with each step, reminding him of his wealth. But most days, Levi didn't feel blessed. Most days, Levi didn't feel favored from above or from below. He felt despised. The other rich people looked down at him for not coming from a long-standing wealthy family. They all knew one another and had long-standing relationships that went back generations and generations. When Levi bumped into other rich people in the temple or at a banquet, he could feel their disdain for his new money. Those who were not rich, the poor, they despised Levi as well, he knew. for the taxes he collected were for the Roman Empire, and so the poor looked at him as a traitor to the people of God. In their eyes, he was essentially stealing their money to give it to their enemies. And as he helped their enemies, he got rich in the process. As he walked through the neighborhoods and the hamlets of the poor, Levi could feel the disdain of everyone around him. The rich looked down at him, and the poor disdained him. And so when Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor," when Jesus said, "The poor are favored by God," Levi was worried. Perhaps God looks down on me and disdains me like everyone else. As he worried, Levi felt his anger rise. How dare Jesus say, "Blessed are the poor," and imply that the rich are cursed? Levi had grown up being taught the law of God. He had been taught the words of Moses. Moses, whose final speech to the people of Israel had made it clear that the rich were not despised, they were blessed. In that final speech before his death, Moses had taught the people that if a person were good, if they were faithful to God's commandments, that meant a person would succeed. Moses had taught that if you were faithful to God, God would bless you. Moses had told them that God's plan would be to bless their fields and their flocks and their families. Levi knew the stories of the scriptures. He knew that many of God's greatest servants were people of great wealth. To Abraham, God had given all the land of Canaan. He had flocks and fields as far as the eye could see. And his family, Isaac and Jacob and his 12 sons, they were wealthy and successful. And from their family came the greatest kings of Israel, King David and King Solomon. And their wealth was beyond compare. They had royal treasuries. And from those treasuries, they raised up armies to defeat the enemies of God's people. And from those treasuries, they had built a royal palace and a temple for God in Jerusalem. They had imported wood from Lebanon, cedar wood from Lebanon, and they had coated the spaces and the furniture in God's temple with gold, silver, and bronze. Maybe people didn't like Levi. Maybe they thought the worst of him because of his job, but was not his success in life. Was it not a blessing from God? Had he not been faithful? He gave alms to the poor. He supported the temple. Had he not worked hard for his money and his place? Were not his riches a sign of success that God had given him? How could Jesus say, "Blessed are the poor," with all that implied about the rich? In the same moment, Andrew was feeling a sense of amazement and joy. Andrew, one of the 12 who had left everything to follow Jesus, he was feeling overjoyed with what he had just heard Jesus say. Jesus had just said, "Blessed are the poor." And Andrew suspected that Jesus had always believed this. Jesus had lived and used his powers in ways that showed that Jesus cared for the poor and the sick and the lame and the outcast. But now Jesus was actually saying it right out loud, "Blessed are the poor." And Jesus was saying it in front of others, the disciples and a huge crowd. Andrew could hardly believe what he heard, but when he looked around at the other disciples and he saw the shock and the appall on their faces, Andrew knew he must have heard right. Andrew's head spun with the implications. Jesus was saying that the poor were favored. They weren't abandoned. They were not invisible to God. They had not been forgotten or left aside, but God saw them, and God cared for them, and God still loved them. Andrew's heart swelled with a feeling that he had first felt when Jesus had first called him to leave his father's fishing boat and to follow him. Before Jesus walked into Andrew's life, he had been a poor fisherman. And Andrew, looking at his hands, saw that they were still the hands of a fisherman. On one side, the skin of his hands were dark from the beating rays of the Mediterranean sun. And on the other side, Andrew's hands were thick with calluses from casting out nets and pulling them in. His family had for generations just made it by as fishermen. His father and his father before him and his father before him were all fishermen living there by the Sea of Galilee. And the fish that they caught, yes, some they could keep, but the most of those profits of their hauls of fish, the money had to go to the landlord, to the local ruler, to the tax collector, to the creditors. And there was never enough. For the creditors, there was no profit in letting the fishermen starve to death, so they would leave enough but only barely enough. And so some nights going to bed with a stomach that was less than satisfied with the amount of food that he had to eat that day, some nights Andrew would go to bed lying awake, wondering about God. Andrew wondered if God was still there. He wondered if God cared. He wondered if God heard his prayers for help. And some nights God seemed distant, far off. When the Sabbath came, Andrew would head to the local synagogue with the rest of his community. He would listen to the stories from the Bible. Over and over again, Andrew listened to the story of God's people calling out in their time of slavery under King Pharaoh. No doubt they too had sunburned backs and calloused hands. They too were poor. And when they cried out to God in the story, when they raised up their voices and asked for God's help, the scripture told that God heard their cries and God sent them salvation. On some Sabbaths, this story gave Andrew's heart hope. Someday, he thought, someday God will hear our cries and God will save us. But on some Sabbaths, Andrew left the synagogue with a heart that felt as empty as his stomach. Andrew was feeling joyful, but then he began to feel something else. Why? Why, he wondered. Why, if God favors the poor, why have we been poor and hungry and full of sorrow for so long? Why, Andrew wondered, if God truly favors the poor, why hasn't God done more and sooner? In that moment, Levi the tax collector, his mind swirled with his thoughts and his feelings. In that moment, Andrew the fisherman, his mind swirled with his thoughts and his feelings. And then they both heard Jesus' voice calling out to them again. Levi, Andrew, come along, my friends. Jesus was beckoning to them again. Apparently, he had finished his teaching and the crowd were packing up and heading home for the night. Andrew, Levi, come on, my friends. We're headed to Capernaum. There's more to do. There's more to see. There's more to learn. I don't want to leave you two behind. Amen.